Church, just raise your hands, raise your hands. Pray the Spirit with me. Say, Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Ghost. Fill this place with your presence, with your power, with your glory. We thank you, Father, for your presence. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you for the glory of God. We invite your presence into this place. Give him a praise offering, church, wherever you are. You can have your seat. You can have your seat, church. Go with me to Songs of Solomon, chapter number 2, verse number 15. I don't want to be long, but I want to give you a secret. Songs of Solomon, chapter number 2, verse number 15. Can everybody say with me, foxes? Say it again. Say foxes. There are things. Last week Sunday, I ministered and I preached on donkeys. How many of you can remember that? How to get the donkeys out of our life. But I hear the Lord saying to me, even this week as I was praying, that something that is going to deal is in the area of foxes. Listen, catch us the foxes. Songs of Solomon, chapter number 2, verse number 15 says, catch us the foxes, the little foxes, certainly the little foxes that spoil the vine. The little foxes that spoil the vine. Catch us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vine. For our vines have tender grapes. Say with me, tender. Now, how many of you know that we preach revelation? Are you guys with me? So I want you to stay with me and have your spirits open. He's saying here, listen, they are foxes. They are little foxes. The Bible calls them little foxes, little, because they are seemingly unnoticed. They come in secretly. But there are people, there are even believers and Christians who has been delayed and have held back because of little foxes that comes in. What do I mean by little foxes? Little things that come and eat on the vine, that spoil. The Bible says that spoil the vine. For our vines have, say with me, tender grapes. It is just before the grapes are becoming ripe. It's like they're still young. The fruits are still young. Just before it's coming into maturity, the little foxes come and eat. And I hear, it's like there are people sitting here, and it's like every time you try something, whether it's business, whether it's ministry, whether it's family, and it just before it begins to bear fruit, it feels like everything just falls to pieces because of little foxes. I need you with me and not dead, please. It's like, unless if everything goes perfect with your life, are you guys with me? But this is one thing that we have to deal with tonight. Say with me, little foxes. Say it again. Say little foxes. Just before, it's like you can look at a friend and they have a business and the business explodes. They get a new car. Car gets paid off. They get a house. They get promotion in ministry. They get a ministry. But it just feels to you like with you, nothing happens. You just start getting going and then something trips you up. Little foxes. Of things that coming in. It's like you just have 10 grand extra in your account and you feel you're just about to spend some money to go buy yourself something. May it be a watch, may it be something that you enjoy. You just want to go spoil yourself and then a bill comes in. Then a medical bill, then an electricity bill or this and that. And there's little foxes and they leave you alone once the fruits have been eaten. Okay, you're not understanding. We're going to go deeper. It's okay. Say with me, the vine. They come and eat on your work, your life's work. And it's been delayed because there are people that must be where they are right now. There's people that must be, it's like, how can I explain it? They are where they are right now. They should have been 10 years further where they are right now in real life. But because of donkeys, as I preached last week Sunday, because of little foxes that is eating at the vine and it's eating at your life's work, just when you feel you have a break and you have a breakthrough, something small comes in. What I decided with the ministry, and we decided about a month and a half ago, we began to cut down every small little expense. We because it's little foxes that comes in. And when you know it, the vine is spoiled. Are you guys with me? Listen. They are little because it is difficult to recognize them. I'm going to say it again. They are little because it's difficult to recognize them. They come in secretly. Before you know it, it's like the thing has been taken out. Whether it be rent, whether it be electricity bill, whether it be a medical bill, whether it be anger, whether it be lust, whether it be unforgiveness, doesn't matter what area of emotional hurt, even in your life, just before you get the breakthrough, it feels like that thing is beginning to hold you back and pull you back. Are you guys with me? Go with me to Isaiah. I mean, we'll get into this. You'll understand this now more and more, okay? I don't want to be long because we want to lay hands and minister to you. There's an anointing in this place. Go with me to Isaiah chapter number 65. Verse number 21. Isaiah 65, verse number 21. Say with me, little foxes. Say with me, tonight I rebuke little foxes. Now it hasn't dropped yet, it'll drop just now with you. Are you with me? Isaiah 65, verse number 21. They shall build houses. Read with me, everybody. Say, they shall build houses. Say with me, houses. Does it say house? Okay. Jesus, my God. Goeie God, you guys are dead. The word, listen. The Bible says that this word, and I'll end off with this in Deuteronomy, is close to you. It's even in your mouth. They will, say with me, will. You will build houses. That's the promise. That's what the Bible says. But because of little foxes, we are not where we are supposed to be. Because of little foxes, we pay rent. Because of little foxes, are you guys with me? They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards. Say with me, vineyards. That means building businesses and planting ministries. And eat their fruit. Say with me, eat their fruit. But just before you can come and eat the fruit, the little foxes come and take the grapes. Just before your business is in maturity, where you feel like money is coming in now, it's like something happens and it gets closed off. Tonight, may tonight be the night where foxes, and I speak to every fox, I rebuke every fox, that every fox in this place, in your life, in your business, in your ministry, tonight will be removed. Are you with me? Verse 22, go to verse 22. They shall not build and another inhabit. Listen, he's saying you will not build and somebody else will inhabit it. No. You will build it and you will inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree, say with me, a tree lives long. Are you guys with me? For as the days of a tree, so shall be the days of my people, and my elect shall long enjoy. Say with me, long enjoy the work of their hands. May you enjoy. Listen, we're going to prophesy, like I said to you, August, September, October, November. You will see this place filled to capacity. We have just started. It's not even September yet. And you're going to see breakthrough coming. You're going to see angels visiting this place. You're going to see angels visiting your house. You're going to see breakthrough coming. August, September, October, November. It is going to be like the year of Mimshak, of the angelic anointing. The anointing that covers, the anointing that expands upon your life. Listen, have your seats. Say with me, little fox. Say, little fox. The problem is we are too focused on big things. We are focused on, but there's small things that come unknowingly, creeping in secretly into our lives. Are you guys with me? Say, we shall build houses. Say it again, say houses. Go for it to Joel chapter number 1, verse number 4. And we're linking the scriptures together and we'll close off now. But I want this thing to drop to you now. Say with me, little foxes. I can't read that. What the chewing locust left, the swarming locust has eaten. What the swarming locust left, the crawling locust has eaten. Put for me in the King James Version, please. That which the palmer worm has left, has the locust eaten. And that which the locust has eaten, that which the locust has left, has the canker worm eaten. Are you guys with me? And that which the canker worm has left, the caterpillar has eaten. Are you guys with me? You will see a caterpillar, a locust is being changed. It goes from a caterpillar to a locust. Am I right? The transformation. Are you guys with me? Does it go from a, I will now get an email and somebody like saying, you're a false prophet. Last time I said we had so many billion people in the world. I think I said 9 or 10. It was actually 7. And the man was offended. I mean, he sent me an email. I'm like, so what? It doesn't matter. Okay, so is it a caterpillar that goes into a locust? Huh? Butterfly. Okay. Hey? Moth, yes. So what happens is, listen, I want to get to a point. The point is they eat. They eat of the fruit. But they come into, listen, when you see a swarm of locusts, it is like the sun can even go dark as they're flying into a place. And they can go onto a tree. The Bible says, may our days be as long as a tree. Are you guys with me? They come onto a tree, or they come onto a vineyard, or they come onto a place or a field, and they go through a crop. And when they finish, they don't even leave a branch or a leaf. The whole tree is, the whole thing is empty. Are you guys with me? Say with me, little foxes. There are people that can come into your life. They'll come into your life when you have everything, and they'll leave you when you have nothing. Or they'll come into your life one way, like a caterpillar and a moth. They come in your life one way and leave another. And little foxes work like this. It's like the palmer worm. He comes in and he leaves. And just as you think you have something left, then the locusts come and eat. And when the locust leaves, then just when you think you have a little bit left, then the canker worm comes. And when the canker worm leaves, just when you think you have a little bit left, then the caterpillar comes in. May foxes be destroyed tonight. I'm speaking not of physical. When the Bible is speaking about the palmer worm, the canker worm, the caterpillar, and foxes, the Bible is speaking about demons. Are you guys with me? Little demons that comes in. Little small things that comes in here and comes in there. Go with me to Joel. I think it is chapter number 2. Verse number, let me just see. No. Go with me to Luke 13. Let me just see. Say with me. And we will get to the promise just now. Are you guys with me? Say with me, little foxes. Go with me to Luke 13. Let me just see where. And as you know, I don't physically prepare for a Sunday evening because I want the Holy Ghost to come and move. Luke chapter number 13, verse number 32. Say with me, little foxes. Let's look at what Jesus said. Herod was giving Jesus problems. And Jesus said unto them, go ye and tell that fox. Herod was saying, listen here, stop Jesus and the works that he's doing. Jesus' answer to him was not, I'm going to shy away or tell Herod, I'm sorry. No. He said, listen, go and tell that fox. What did he realize? He recognized there's a demon behind this situation. When you have a fox behind your situation, that means there's a demon behind. You can have people coming to you that tries to trick you and do this and do this wrong, but they have a fox behind them. And Jesus had the ability to recognize there's a fox behind the situation with Herod. Go and tell that fox. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Go and speak. What he was saying was this. Listen here, I am not going to listen to this fox. I will tell him what to do. Go and tell him. I will cast out devils. I will heal. I will cure the day. And I shall be perfected within 3 days. It is time that you tell your fox that you will become mature, that you will become perfected within 3 days. Are you guys with me? It is time to see this thing behind the situation. Say with me, go tell that fox. Say it again like you mean it. Say, go tell that fox. What Jesus was saying, he said, listen here, go tell Herod that I cast out devils. I heal the sick. I raise the dead. Go and tell Herod that I am divine. I am royalty. It is time that you understand your divinity. The book of Peter says that by these promises that we may be partakers of his divine nature. Are you guys with me? 2 Peter chapter number 1, I think it is verse number 13, right? Verse number 3, it says this. Don't have to go there on the screen, don't go there. It says this, by these promises, you will become partakers of his divine nature. But there's a condition. By these promises, when you enter into the promise of God for your life, when you taste it, when you touch it, when you handle it, I have seen the future. I have been in this church 10 years ago before it was planted. I was standing here. When you've tasted and touched it and handled it, you become divinity. You become part of God. Are you guys with me? Functioning like God. I've spoken to you about it. And Jesus said, listen here, go and tell Herod that I'll cast out devils. I'll heal the sick. It is time that you tell your fox that you are part of God, that you are a partaker of the divine nature of God. Say with me, speak it. I told you the process of creation. I told you that when God created, the Bible says that when the Spirit of the Lord hovered and moved upon the waters, that it means that God was constantly brooding and imagining a positive outcome. God was in constant imagination. This is what the Hebrew says. The word brood, to hover on the waters. That God was constantly imagining, fluttering. It means to flutter. God was constantly imagining a positive outcome. God first thought of you. You were a thought of God. Are you guys with me? You were a thought of him. He thought of creation as he was brooding. Imagination. Then he spoke it. For we shall create man in our image and our likeness. I spoke to you about this. And he created them both man and both male and female. Are you guys with me? Yet in Genesis chapter number 2, we see him creating and then the male and female comes. What happened was God first imagined. Then he spoke. Then he went and did it. Are you with me? Mark chapter number 11, verse number 23. Jesus says that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, that whatsoever things he shall say, he will have. Which means that the whosoever can have the whatever they say. It doesn't say whatever they pray. It says whatever they speak, whatever they say. You and I have a creative ability locked up in our mouths that when we speak, we can create our future. Listen, I prophesied over 2 or 3 people, but we won't be prophesying much until the day of a night of prophecy, because I said I'm going to prophesy to myself first for the next year. Because if we can prophesy to other people and it happens, you understand what I'm saying? Then I'm going to say, before next year July, I will buy a house. Before that time there, I will do this. I'm going to begin to prophesy. Before you try to change somebody else's life, speak it and let it work in your own life. I've seen too many times when I would, whether it's predict, decree, or create something, it would happen. And I think, why isn't it happening to me? I tried it with my Mercedes and it worked. And that was just a test run. I thought that things are going to change. For the next year, I'm prophesying to myself. Everything about myself. I'm going to be sitting in my room. I'm going to be telling my team, this will happen. I will do this. Just like I said to you, the place will be packed by the end of the year. You'll see chairs there. You'll see chairs there. And you'll see people discipled. And you'll see many of you having freedom. Are you guys with me? Somebody came into our church. Somebody came from a huge church, visited us, I think it was last week or something, and they said, I've never felt this free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Say with me, freedom. Listen, go and tell that fox. Now we're getting into the exciting thing. Go with me to Joel. And we'll close off. We're almost done. Don't worry. What's the time? We've been having, my gosh. You see, my spirit is getting too small. Our attendance, I just got the number of attendance. It's good, but it feels so small to me. That's what happened in the old building. It became like things are going to get bigger. Amen? You're going to get free. I wish you could see what I can see about yourself. Joel chapter number, go for me too. And this is, like I said, I don't run around and scream and shout anymore. I realized, Pastor Gabriel, I did that for like an itinerant Pastor Carl. And Pastor Carl would see me like messing my body up. And now I just walk like this and talk, and the people can jump up and down. But I preached for too many years screaming and running. But I just thought to myself, I'm going to prophesy over myself. If this gift can work for others, where is the book of Joel? It has to work for me. If you say you cannot pay your rent at the end of the month, that is exactly what will happen. You will not be able to pay your rent at the end of the month. Are you guys with me? Later on, Dush. Go for it to Joel chapter number 2, verse number 25. Say with me, go tell that fox. Say, my fox, I rebuke you. I cut you off. You will see what will happen after tonight. Revelation, the lifting of the veil. You're going to begin to see foxes. You're going to be realizing, but wait, this thing is taking money out of me. This thing is happening here. I have this anger problem. I have this little fox. You will see it and you'll be able to cut it off after tonight. Are you guys with me? Joel chapter number 2, verse number 25. And I will restore. Say with me, restore. To you the years. Say with me, the years. He doesn't say the finances. He said, I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, that the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm and my great army which I send among you, and I will restore to you the years that the enemy has taken. The enemy is not after your money. He's after one thing, your time. Are you guys with me? He's not after your harvest. He's not after your money, not even after your inheritance. He's after one thing, your time. And some of you realize you're 10 years later and nothing has changed because the devil stole your time. But God has the ability to redeem time. Do you know what redeem time means? That He creates time and give you extra time. He will restore to you back the years. Say with me, the years. Go with me to verse 26. And you shall eat in plenty. Say with me, plenty. And you shall eat. Now we're going to get into prosperity. Somebody said to me, why do you preach prosperity? I said, I preach what is written. That is it. When I read something today which freaked me out. Listen, and it's not here yet. It's why the next verse. But this thing, we'll get there now. When I read this, I was like, even the devils in me that I didn't think was there got shaken. Where I read a verse where God says, when you prosper, when you're rich, I enjoy you. So I thought, okay, God, so you don't enjoy me. Because now everything in me is driven because I want to make His heart glad. I'll show you the scripture. Don't worry. And you shall eat plenty. Say with me, plenty. And be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God. When your tummy is full, when you are enjoying your life, when you have, say with me, plenty, you will praise the Lord your God. And you will say that He has worked wondrously with me, and my people shall never be ashamed. When you have to borrow money, it's a shame. When you have to go to a friend and say, listen, I need money here, it's a shame. Here is the promise being to you revealed tonight. God is saying, you shall never be ashamed. When I read Isaiah says that they will build houses, I said, my God, I received, when I read that verse, I made it mine. Whether it is my calling or not, if the Bible said it, the angels stand in the presence of it, the prophet spoke it, and you heard it, and it is written. Listen, go with me, say with me, plenty. Go to Deuteronomy chapter number 30. We'll close off with this. And this is the promise that happens when you rebuke your fox. When you take and remove the little foxes, things are going to change in your life. Are you guys with me? And it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. The anointing that's in this place when we worship, when we preach, when we minister. If you feel something on you, whether it's you think it's emotions or the, when you feel something come, it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. It does not break the yoke. It destroys the yoke. Deuteronomy chapter number 30, verse number 1. Go for me, New King James. Do we have, Lloyd, do we have Good News Translation? Not. Do we have Message? Okay. And you shall eat. No. Is it this one? There we go. Benny needs some foxes delivered. The guy is Afrikaans, so he doesn't understand when we say Ecclesiastes, and he's like trying to spell it there in the back. So Marco, you guys just help him. Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 1. Now it shall come to pass when all these things come upon you, the blessing and the curse which I have set before you, and call them to mind among all the nations where the Lord your God drives you. Next verse. Verse 2. Verse 3. That the Lord your God will bring you back, so that they bring me back from captivity and have compassion on you and gather you again from all the nations where the Lord your God has scattered you. But this is not the translation. Try for a message. I'm actually looking for good news, but put on Message. Let's see what it says. Okay. God, your God, will restore everything you lost. This is how I read the word. When I read the word like this, I make every word mine. He will restore to you everything you lost. He'll have compassion on you. He'll come back and pick you up. Pick up the pieces from all the places where you were scattered. It doesn't matter how far you've backslidden. He's here to pick up the pieces. It doesn't matter how far you've run away from God. He's here to pick up the pieces. It doesn't matter where business fall or broken, or where a ministry crashed or a business crashed or your family crashed. He's here to pick up the pieces. Go for it to the next verse. Let's go on this one. Let's see how this will work. No matter how far away you end up. Say with me. Listen. No matter how far away you end up. Oh, good news. This is Joel. I'm by Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 30. He's still by Joel. Okay. No matter how far away you end up, God, your God, will get you out of there. It doesn't matter what you are in tonight. It doesn't matter what situation. Maybe there's homosexuality. Maybe there's drug addiction. Maybe you lost your family through bad mistakes. Maybe you lost your business. It doesn't matter how far you have failed or end up. God is there to pick you up. Are you guys with me? Let me read for you out of, keep it on there, but let me read for you out of the good news. It says, then the Lord your God will have mercy on you. He will bring you back from the nations where he has scattered you, and he will make you prosperous again. Say with me, prosperous. Even if you're scattered to the farthest corners of the earth, the Lord your God will gather you together and bring you back. Go for it to where are we now? Go for it to verse 5 on Message. And bring you back to the land your ancestors once possessed. It will be yours again. He will give you a good life and make you more numerous than your ancestors. In the other translation, it says he will make you more prosperous than your ancestors. Whatever your family had, if you take this promise, you know that you will have more than what they had. Over to the next verse. God, your God, will cut away the thick calluses on your heart and your children's heart, freeing you to love God, your God, with your whole heart and soul, and live and really live. Next verse. God, your God, will put all these curses on your enemies who hated you and were out to get you. Any person who has gone out to get you, there's a God who takes vengeance. I know we speak about the good news. Next verse. I know we speak about the good news, but there's a God who takes vengeance. And you will make a new start, listening obediently to the God, to God, keeping all His commandments that I'm commanding you today. Next verse. God, your God, will outdo Himself, making things... I told you last week when God said, oh, He said, how? Oh, how I will bless you. If when God begins to question Himself on how He's going to bless you, you better realize He's going to bless you. And if God is saying, I will outdo Myself in the way that I'm going to bless you, God will outdo Himself. Listen, that means, the scripture says, God will outdo Himself in making things go well with you. That means everything you've ever read about Him, everything you've ever heard about God, He will outdo that to make things great for you. It is time to listen to these promises. Are you guys with me? The Bible says every word that we're reading right now. Wait. We'll get there. Here we go. Verse number 9. Go for it. Okay. I'll do Himself in making things go well for you. You'll have babies. Amen. When we pray for people to have children, I take this verse and I make it mine. Everything in the Word is real. Get calves. Grow crops. Say with me, grow crops. Get calves. That speaks of business and prosperity. And enjoy. Say with me, enjoy. An all-around good life. God wants you to enjoy your life. I have these people on Facebook attacking me, saying I'm this and I'm that, I'm a prosperity preacher, and they don't even have money to pay water, electricity. Listen, God wants, when I read this, and we'll still get to the highlight of the verse. When I read this, I was shocked this week. In fact, this afternoon when I read it, I was shocked to see how God wants me blessed. That He enjoys Himself in my blessing. And He wants me to enjoy my life. Yes, God will start. Listen to this. God will start enjoying you again. Ay, ay, ay. So something has happened that caused God to stop enjoying you. Are you guys with me? When I read the word, my secret is I read the unspoken word as well. I read what the Bible says and I read what it doesn't say. God will start enjoying you again. So that means you did not enjoy it. Something caused God to stop enjoying Him. I mean, something caused God for Him to stop enjoying you. It's like how I read the Bible is like this. When Abram went up with his son Isaac and he was about to take the knife and plunge it in his son Isaac, the angel said these words to him. Now I know that you have faith. Now I know that you believe. But wait. Now I know that you fear God. So wait, why does God say, now I know? Does that mean that God did not know? That's how I read the Bible. You're all going silent, okay? Okay. So God will start enjoying you again. This whole verse is about blessings. When you are blessed, God enjoys you. When you are prosperous, God enjoys you. Say with me, I rebuke the foxes in my life. And I receive a life of prosperity. So I receive a prosperous life in Jesus' name. Have a seat. And people that come against you, I always say to them, do you want me to say, I receive poverty? Okay, so God is enjoying us, making things go well for you, just as He enjoyed doing it for your ancestors. Next verse. Let me see. Go for it to verse 11. Listen to this. This commandment, this word that I'm commanding you today isn't too much for you. It's not out of your reach. He's saying, listen here, everyone sitting under this word, this promise is not out of your reach. Next verse. It's not on a high mountain. You don't have to get mountaineers to climb the peak. and bring it down to your level and explain it before you can live it. You don't need anybody to bring it to you. Next verse. And it's not across the ocean. You don't have to send sailors out to get it. Bring it back and then explain it before you can live it. Next verse. He says, no, this word, say with me, this word. The word is right here and now, as near as the tongue in your mouth, as near as the heart in your chest. Just do it. Say with me, just do it. That is it, and that's the promise of God for your life, that He will enjoy when you have a prosperous life. Say, I rebuke foxes. I tell the fox to get out of my life. I speak divinity upon myself in Jesus' name. Stand to your feet, stand to your feet. Just stand to your feet. Just give Jesus a hand wherever you are. La droduske te kelevene man dioske te kelevene mai. La broske te kelevene la dioske te kelevene mai. Ziririria.